You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Welcome back to Youth Ministry Sherpas, Sherpa Shorts.
Here we are on our odyssey through the alphabet, day 20. We are closing in.
We are.
Almost there.
Whose bright idea was this to do something every day?
I believe it was Jim Newberry's, actually.
Yeah, it's Jim's fault.
I read that in your post.
Yeah.
So we'll blame Jim for this. No, it's good. I've been having a blast. Hope you've been having fun.
It's been a lot of fun, for good. Sure.
I've been getting positive feedback about it, too. So.
Yeah. I don't think we can sustain this for 365 days a year.
No, I think we'll go back to that once a week after that. In fact, maybe every other week. No, we'd
like to do that. Hey, if you've been enjoying this, would you mind going out to iTunes and giving us a review? We would love to see that up on iTunes. Give us a little shout out, a little love. We'd appreciate it. And if you want some stickers, just let us know. We'll send you some stickers.
We got stickers for days.
We do. We can cover the earth in stickers.
So let us know, and we'll be happy to llama you up.
All right, Matthew. Today is your day. It's time for your next word. And so what is your word for?
The letter T.
My word for the letter T is very simple.
Transgendered?
No, it's not transgender. We could go there, but we're not going to go there. I actually had a parenting seminar last night on sexuality and homosexuality and transgender, so I'm going to take a pass on that.
Okay. We're going to go a little heavy for a 10-minute episode.
Yes, it is. Yeah, maybe down the road. We're going to go with teaching.
Okay.
How do you think about, prepare, and plan to teach to your students? Big part of our job is to teach our students.
Mm-hmm.
Youth group comes around once a week. You have to have something to say.
It's perpetual.
It is. It's so great. So I just wondered, how do you map out what you're going to teach your students?
Okay.
How far do you map out? Do you do series? Do you do one-offs? Do you buy curriculum? Do you write your own? I mean, there's just so many different ways.
The answer to all of that is yes.
Yes. All right. Well, unpack that formula.
Oh, boy. This is a big topic. We will have to come back to
it. We'll have to come back to it, but just a quickie.
Okay. We tend to do series. We usually go 3 weeks or maybe 6 weeks, depending on the calendar and how the nights fall on the calendar so that they kind of end at the right time.
Yep.
So we tend to do series, separate middle school, high school series. This year, I have responsibility for both groups in the interim basis, so I have doubled up on some occasions.
Double dipped a few times.
I have double dipped.
Same series, just a little slightly different message.
Yeah, a little bit. So I will sit down and I will kind of map out maybe a 3 or 5 part series with an idea, maybe a theme verse, usually a graphic. I often come up with a graphic early, steal it from the internet too.
Beautiful.
Just kind of guide my thinking through it. And then I'll map it out with some verses, some maybe big ideas for each night, and start to put it together from there.
Okay.
Confession time?
True confessions. We're all friends here.
It would be great if I had them really worked out in advance and even had some prep done. But I am a natural procrastinator.
Okay.
And so I am often throwing that lesson together fairly last minute. I may have an idea where I'm going.
Right.
But I'm actually writing it often pretty late in the game.
Okay. All right.
I know it's terrible.
Now, would you say that's because you're double dipping now, covering both, or is that sort of a standard procedure?
Well, it's worse now.
It's worse now, right?
And
okay.
I would like to be better.
Yep.
One thing that I really tried to do is to get the questions out to the family group leaders earlier. Mm-hmm. I used to be terrible at that. I'm still not great.
Yep.
But if I can get them the questions, 3 days ahead, 2 days ahead, I think that's kind and professional.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'll write the questions.
Before
the message is done.
True confessions. Yeah. I have done the same.
Okay.
Yeah. We in our scenario with the people that work in our student ministry department, we have sort of committed to our staff that they'll get an email from us on Thursday.
Oh, that's excellent.
That sort of has the questions for their small group so they can mull those over, the scripture that we're going to use. And in a perfect world, that Thursday email also contains sort of a rough outline of this is where we're going with the message.
Okay.
Which forces our hand, because left to myself, I'm also a fairly natural procrastinator and will wait till late in the game. So having to have those questions done, I have to have at least a really good idea of where this message is going to be able to write
Agreed.
Follow-up questions.
Agreed, yeah.
So, and then to be able to give them, and it was one of the things our volunteers asked for. They said, man, if you could, you know, I'm not saying you have to send us your notes, but if they're done, send us your notes, because then that helps us be more prepared for where you're going. And
okay.
So if we're ahead of the game, they'll actually get rough notes, you know.
That's excellent.
Outline.
My middle school director, my previous middle school director would do that as well.
That's just not, yeah.
I just don't think I could do it.
I don't think it's right, or I don't think it's wrong. It's actually something here too. When I get the opportunity to preach on the big stage, you know, I get called out of the bullpen to go up to big church. We offer translation services.
Oh, okay.
So during our second service, our message is translated into Spanish, and so our translators request to have the sermon notes by Friday afternoon.
Okay.
So they have the week, because they're volunteers, so they want to be on Saturday when they're home to be able to read through it. And they tell us, you don't have to like give us a word for word script. We just need to get some big ideas. And so it's actually changed the way I've prepared when I write my messages for there, which is changing how I write my messages for middle school and high school now too, because I'm getting into a new flow.
You basically backed up your deadlines.
100%.
And so you have to meet that deadline prematurely, really, to when you would before.
No, yeah. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that the translators often would get an email on a Friday that said, it's going to be more like tomorrow morning. Or,
right, okay.
You know, and then I might send them something on Friday and say, here's the best I got so far, and it may change drastically by Sunday morning. And at that point in time, they're okay to just flow with it.
Okay.
So, big picture, how far out do you think? Like, do you plan out a school year? Do you plan out a semester, a month? Kind of what's your two questions.
Okay.
What would you like to do, and what actually happens?
Okay. Another area I think I need to do better in. Best case scenario, best years, I will sit down in late August and I will have a general sense of where I'm going for the whole year. That often falls apart by March or so. And so I have to kind of reconstitute where I'm going by then, it seems. But I'm at least trying to do that.
Yep.
I want to make sure that I'm hitting the things that I think God is telling us as a ministry. So, you know, there might be a series on evangelism, there might be a series on Jesus, there might be a series on friendship, there might be a series on purity, whatever I think is appropriate to cover for that calendar year.
Yeah, yeah. I asked my middle school and high school directors in August to submit to me a teaching plan for the school year.
Well, I'd do that if I had a high school director.
I know, wouldn't that be great? Sorry. You're not salty or anything like that, are you?
Okay. Whatever.
And sort of when I talked to them, and again, it wasn't too long ago that I was the high school director and I was doing the same thing, to build that teaching plan so that you know you've got room to get into things that you think you need to talk about this year, but to try to plan that loosely enough to have room for a tragedy happens.
Absolutely.
And you've got to throw something in there at the last, you know, or something happens and you call an audible and send whenever your group meets and you just do something else.
Sure.
Now I got to shift things around. So there's got to be some flexibility in there. But I know in our high school ministry for the longest time, and we're still doing this now, we pick a one-word theme.
Okay.
In August.
For the whole year.
And that sort of is this one-word theme for the year. We put it on a big sign in the youth room. We make a t-shirt with it at our fall retreat.
We stole that idea from you, by the way.
Did you? Yeah.
We did it for a while. We didn't do it this year, but yeah, it's a good idea.
And then, again, it's not, and usually we kick the year off sort of with a series that unpacks what we're talking about with that word.
Right.
But then try to cycle back to other series that talk about other things, but always sort of pointing, like, listen, this year our word is pursue.
Okay.
You know, and so every series we try to kind of lean back to, what does it mean to pursue your relationship with Jesus,
which
is the theme. So that helps kind of, you know, when you have that word, then it sort of helps put some of the bigger pieces in the teaching plan. And, you know, it just, some, for me, it takes some of the stress out to kind of have, you know where you're going.
I agree. I look at that as kind of the hub of the wheel. And so all the messages and all the series kind of are around the outside edge of that word, connecting to that word. And that's helpful for sure.
What have you done over the years to improve your teaching? You know, to just get better. I mean, you're a great teacher, but were you always a great teacher?
Oh, I came out of the womb a great teacher.
Did you? Wow. Wow. Good for you.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but okay. I was just rolling with it.
That's a great question. I don't know that I've done a lot of kind of self-improvement. I would love to do a little bit more of that. I think one thing that would be great, I'd love to see myself teach. I haven't seen a video of me teach, I don't think, since seminary, Matthew. Wow. Honestly.
Yeah. See, for me, that was, I did two things. I did talking to a couple of people who I thought were much further ahead in the teaching game than me, to intentionally listen to my message and then meet with them the next week and say, all right, give it to me. What do I need to do? I had a serious problem back in the day. Mm. That my default when I'm collecting my thoughts wasn't silence. It was and I couldn't see it or hear it.
Okay.
So I'm in the middle, and I remember asking somebody to do it, and they actually was unsolicited. This was that person in the church who thinks they're helpful and wants to come up and tell you what you need to do to be better.
That's weird. They go to my church too.
Really? That's funny. Yeah. this person came up with a piece of paper that had how many times in a 27-minute message I said the word
We did that to my 8th-grade math teacher.
Did you really?
He used to say, all right. It would reach the many, many dozens by the end of a 60-minute class.
By the way, my number in the 27-minute message was 34.
That's a lot of ums.
Which was bad. So I believe
it was helpful.
I believe he was good-natured in it. I don't have that problem anymore.
After you punched him in the back of the head when he walked away.
I did not, but I did walk away and curse under my breath. But then I took it for what it was worth, and it made me better. And so then I started the intentionality, maybe I'm not as good as I think that I am. Because I think we think we're better than we are.
Yeah.
So I started asking people, and then, I would watch a video back of me, or even just an audio.
I'd listen to audio.
Terrible. I hate listening to the sound of my own voice. Mm. It's just hard for me to listen to our own podcast, because I like listening to you, and then I go, oh, God, that other guy's terrible.
Yeah, so. I do listen to audio tapes. Audio tapes.
Wow, how old are you? What are you, 63?
I listen to the recordings from the main services when I preach, just to hear what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And I do learn from that. One last thing that I think I kind of didn't give myself any credit up front for improving teaching, but I do listen to other teachers.
Yeah.
And I try to take what they do well and take that into account and see if I can incorporate some of that into my teaching.
Absolutely.
So I listened to a guy out of California who's just a fantastic storyteller, and his name is Chris Brown. And I just take some of his style and I weave that into the way that I prepare and deliver a message.
Yeah.
And it's helpful.
I listen to other teachers as well.
Yeah.
You never know. Every now and again, you find the core of a new series in something that they do. Not that you're going to do their
absolutely.
Series, but you definitely find some ideas like, That dog will hunt. I can teach that.
Exactly.
Here, you know? Yeah. So, but teaching is a big part of what we do. So we got to be improving. We got to keep after it.
Yep. Absolutely. We'll talk about this at greater length in some future episode. Because this is a very, very important element of being an effective youth worker.
Yep. Absolutely. But for now, it's a Sherpa short, so we got to cut it off.
All right. We're done with the letter T. We will be back tomorrow with the next letter of the alphabet. Can you believe it?
Woo! Almost there. So for now,
Sherpa's out.
Peace.